fanatical adherence to the hedgehog concept. For nearly 40 years, Pitney Bowes lived inside the warm and protective cocoon of a monopoly. With its close relationship to the U.S. Postal Service and its patents on postage meter machines, Pitney attained 100% of the metered mail market. By the end of the 1950s, nearly half of all U.S. mail passed through Pitney Bowes machines. With gross profit margins in excess of 80%, no competition, a huge market, and a recession-proof business, Pitney Bowes wasn't so much a great company as it was a company with a great monopoly. Then, as almost always happens to monopolies when the protective cocoon is ripped away, Pitney Bowes began a long slide. First came a consent decree that required Pitney Bowes to license its patents to competitors, royalty-free. Within 6 years, Pitney Bowes had 16 competitors. Pitney fell into a reactionary Chicken Little, the sky is falling diversification frenzy, throwing cash after ill-fated acquisitions and joint ventures, including a $70 million bloodbath, 54% of net stockholders' equity at the time, from a computer retail foray. In 1973, the company lost money for the first time in its history. It was shaping up to be just another typical case of a monopoly-protected company gradually falling apart once confronted with the harsh reality of competition. Fortunately, a Level 5 leader named Fred Allen stepped in and asked hard questions that led to deeper understanding of Pitney's role in the world. Instead of viewing itself as a postage meter company, Pitney came to see that it could be the best in the world at servicing the back rooms of businesses within the broader concept of messaging. It also came to see that sophisticated back-office products, like high-end faxes and specialized copiers, played right into its economic engine of profit per customer, building off its extensive sales and service network. Allen and his successor, George Harvey, instituted a model of disciplined diversification. For example, Pitney eventually attained 45% of the high-end fax market for large companies, a hugely profitable cash machine. Harvey began a systematic process of investment in new technologies and products, such as the Paragon mail processor that seals and sends letters, and by the late 1980s, Pitney consistently derived over half its revenues from products introduced in the previous 3 years. Later, Pitney Bowes became a pioneer at linking backroom machines to the Internet, yet another opportunity for disciplined diversification. The key point is that every step of diversification and innovation stayed within the three circles. After falling 77% behind the market from the consent decree to its darkest days in 1973, Pitney Bowes reversed course, eventually rising to over 11 times the market by the start of 1999. From 1973 to 2000, Pitney Bowes outperformed Coca-Cola, 3M, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Motorola, Procter & Gamble, Hewlett-Packard, Walt Disney, and even General Electric.